other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next hour, we have the son of E. Howard Hunt, the Black Op commander. When he thought he was going to die 3 years ago, he did die a few months ago, he recorded a tape admitting the hit on Kennedy. By the way, we have Mr. Hunt photographed with other top CIA operators. These are high-level commanders there by the Dallas Times-Herald and Dallas Morning News. I've already talked to LBJ's lawyer, his mistress. By the way, right when Hunt died, Harrelson died in prison, one of the shooters. He was photographed and picked up by police. He's was already in prison for killing a federal judge at 400 yards with a 243, little light Texas deer rifle. Side issue, that's coming up in the next hour. For the next 30 minutes, I am joined by the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan and former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal, Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, about former CIA Director George Tenet and other neocon rats who are now rapidly leaving the sinking ship, and Rupert Murdoch's $5 billion now failed, but it's not the end of the story, offer to buy Dow Jones Company that also owns the Wall Street Journal. And we'll talk about Tenet speaking out, and we'll talk about why all this is happening. Dr. Roberts, thank you for coming on, sir.
You're welcome.
What do you want to tackle first? So much has happened. Your columns are always riveting and informative. What do you think is most important right now other than what I mentioned?
Well, it's your show, Alex, so I'll let you call the tune.
Well, what's going on with Tenet? I mean, obviously it's pretty pathetic now because he did say slam dunk. He did cheerlead and help frame the intelligence back to Cheney's office. Why do you think now you see Tenet doing this?
Well, I couldn't say for sure, but I think in part we have to give him the benefit of the doubt because I don't think ever before we had a situation in the government in which the president and the vice president and the secretary of defense were creating a separate intelligence operation independent of the CIA. And I don't think we've ever before had a situation in which the decision had already been made to attack Iraq, and it was made independently of any CIA assessments or intelligent input. So Tenet was probably trapped in a situation that no one had ever before experienced. You know, I doubt that he was able to comprehend that they were creating a new form of operating that no one had ever before experienced. So I think that left him at a loss. And I don't know that the CIA did actually participate in the orchestration. I think they were doing their best they could to fight it. Tenet himself may not have been doing much to fight it, but as I say, I think he was just kind of...
Well, we know that Cheney went over there, like 14 times ordering them to fix the intelligence, and they finally got something, so, yeah.
That's right. It wasn't... I think Tenet just did not ever... No CIA director would ever have experienced that type of behavior from an administration. And another reason I think that the CIA is not really responsible for the war is this new attack on them by the
State Department,
the neocon, Laurie Millery, you know, the AEI, the American Enterprise Institute woman. She's just now said that the CIA was trying to stop the war on terror.
Stay there. We're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, syndicated columnist. Just type his name into Google. He is prolific. We're honored to have him. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We see the State Department, we see the different neocon organs calling Tenet a traitor. The CIA wanted us to lose the war. We now see President Bush vetoing a Democratic plan that would slowly bring back some of the troops and basically just stall it off into the election. More smoke and mirrors. A bunch of the Democrats are as pro-war, more than Bush, Hillary, and Schumer, and Lieberman, and all the rest of these people. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. What do you see happening as more people go public against the neocons? Do you see them just running the clock out and then putting a Hillary in, and then the whole thing starts over and suddenly Democrats will be for the war because it's just about partisan politics? Or do you see the Gonzalez situation or something else that's clearly criminal and clearly shows them, you know, he lied to Congress again? I mean, do you see that bringing him down? Or should we just let Bush sail off into the sunset, or will he stage some new terror event?
Yeah, I couldn't predict, Alex. What I think is happening is information is coming out, starting to reach the public more. The public is already fed up with the war and with Bush and Cheney. They have very low approval ratings. But information is coming out. Tenet has done a positive thing because he's brought out more information that the powerful CIA director is essentially helpless given the way the current criminals are running the government. I don't think that the CIA was part of the problem. Maybe they should have all resigned. But when you look at the attacks on the agency coming from neocons, like Laurie Millery's new book, it's called Bush versus the Beltway, and the subtitle is How the CIA and the State Department Tried to Stop the War on Terror. And among her crazy kinds of accusations, she says the CIA covered up evidence that Saddam Hussein orchestrated the 9/11 attacks and that Al-Qaeda is a front for Iraqi intelligence. I mean, this is mindless stuff to be coming out at this point. So I think when they attack the CIA, they're attacking it for not being part of their plot to deceive the people and launch the war.
Well, let's break that down. We know the most powerful lobby, and there's a lot of them vying for control, of course, but currently the most powerful lobby is the Israeli lobby. I mean, there's really no debating that they run this administration more than any other special interest group. They've got the tentacles. They know where the bodies are buried.
That's right.
This was their war. And clearly at the expense of America's name, our treasure, and actually destabilizing the planet, A, why did Israel want this war? And then, B, why didn't people inside the CIA resign when they did see a bunch of dual citizen, well-known foreign Shin Bet and Mossad assets literally running the nuclear codes, everything?
Well, you know, a lot of the CIA people did resign, a lot of the analysts. I don't think it's correct to say that Israel wanted the war. The right-wing minority in Israel, which controls that government, wanted the war. And they wanted the war because they don't have any diplomacy. They rely on coercion and force. They don't... diplomacy is not...
But again, sir, even terms like right-wing, and obviously I don't mean everybody in Israel, over half are against the war. I mean that particular virulent Likudnik, whatever you want to call it, is like a weird merger with the Straussian bizarro Bushites in like a marriage made in hell. I mean, that's my point. I mean,
The connection is the American neoconservatives. That's right.
Well, please
that's
continue.
The connection between the two. They were well connected to the war government in Israel, and of course they staffed the Bush administration, and essentially still do. So I think that's the story, that they simply bypassed the State Department, they bypassed the CIA. Now, when I was in the government, the State Department was extremely powerful. The Treasury couldn't do anything hardly without the State Department agreeing. And the notion of bypassing CIA would have been unheard of. So there have been huge changes. And this particular administration, Colin Powell said it was a separate government. They created a separate government. So in that sense, it has been totally unaccountable. And so I don't know that Tenet really ever had any power, because they made the decision to go to war before they ever asked him anything.
Well, we know that there's a global power structure where we have these interlocking interests, and that, you know, that there is a lot of collusion at the highest levels of finance for the overall globalist program. But over the last 5 years in the build-up to the war, we saw the reports in the Financial Times and Wall Street Journal of a split between these elites, and now I think it's clear that split really was real and now widening, and it seems like a lot more people in policy-making positions in the Western world and globally are now defecting to, I guess, more of the soft power Fabian type elites. Or I mean, your take on that, is Bush becoming totally isolated?
Yes, I think he is. I think he is isolated. He's isolated among the public and among foreign leaders. We really don't have any allies to speak of, though we still buy people. We purchase a corporation with vast sums of taxpayer money. That's how we basically still wield influence. But yes, he's isolated. You know, in these worldwide polls have shown that the United States and Israel are tied as the second greatest threat to stability in the world. And they don't consider Russia or China or North Korea or any of these places to be the same threat that the United States and Israel.
Dr. Roberts, what's your analysis or your take on Hillary and Schumer and Lieberman and this whole gaggle of Democrats that are just as pro-war, just as feverish, and anti-gun, pro-open border? I mean, they're all the things Bush is, and in some cases, if it's possible, even worse, and bought and paid for by the very same interest. I mean, it's kind of like being thrown out of one circle of hell into another if Hillary comes roaring in.
Well, I think that given the power of AIPAC, it's very difficult for any politician to go against the Israel lobby. That's sure. That's for sure. I don't know that the Democrats are as infiltrated with the neocons at this time as the Bush people. And I think their agenda is somewhat different. And but we are faced with the fact that America today is ruled by very powerful organized interest groups. It's not just the Israel lobby, it's the military security complex, it's oil, it's the transnational corporations that want to offshore all the American jobs, and these are very powerful interest groups because they have vast sums of money to allocate to politics.
And they're not going to stop.
And they're not going to stop, but when the consequences of the Bush's policy are proved to be detrimental for America's standing and influence and so on, then that is not in their interest. It's not in their interest to be isolated and despised. So that can all turn too, you see, Alex. I think the whole thing, had it not been for 9/11, none of this could have happened. And that's why, you know, that's part of the reason you think and argue that 9/11 was an inside job, because that set the whole thing in motion. That's always been the excuse, and it made opposition difficult, because if you opposed it, it meant that somehow you were willing to take the attack from the terrorist and not do anything about it. So that's played into their hands totally. Whether or not they could do that again, I don't know. You know, it's probably better than I do that Bush has set up things for martial law. They've got these concentration camps being built by Halliburton. And Herman knows what he might try to do, but I don't know if you can really do that in America yet without support. And he just doesn't seem to.
I think if he would have followed 9/11 up with an even bigger attack a few months later, they could have done it, but they didn't have their apparatus in place yet. And I think they're so discredited now, and false flag is now in the consciousness and in the nomenclature and is now a meme, that, yeah, if they do go ahead with that, I think it's going to be the end of these individuals completely. But, hell, Hitler turned east against the Soviets. So, I mean, I think their hubris may actually have them just out of desperation. You know, they say, we've got nowhere to go but up or down. Might as well go up, even if it means we're going to fall back down 5 minutes later in the scheme of time.
I think what really is hurting him now is this unwillingness to end the war, because everybody can see it's pointless and going nowhere. And that the reasons given for it were all wrong, false, and so the determination to persist on a course that's generally recognized as a failure, I think, is really undermining the administration.
Well, there aren't even enough troops. I mean, there's massive.
Well, even if they were enough, it's not going to do the job. You just simply can't occupy a country that resists like that.
And that really is the moral of the story. You cannot occupy people that are willing to resist to the end. Didn't work in 1776 or 1812. It didn't work in Vietnam. And it didn't go too well for the Nazis in Russia or in France or in North Africa. We'll be right back with the final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, syndicated columnist, former editor at the Wall Street Journal. And we'll be right back to talk about Rupert Murdoch.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Wall Street Journal is the most respected publication in this country. There's no debating that. Just like the Financial Times of London is highly respected. And it's certainly been doing some more politicizing the last few years and losing some of that credibility. But compared to Fox News and Viet Dinh on the board of directors and all the spook connections of News Corp and Rupert Murdoch, it is night and day. And, of course, he was one of the editors over there, associate editor at the Wall Street Journal. And so he could, give us a little bit of insight into how the Wall Street Journal operated, not really this new deal, which looks like it's failing as of now. But, see, Murdoch can also start a bidding war over this, and he's not out of the game yet. He's got over $80 billion in assets right now with his TV and movie and news holdings and newspaper holdings. He's starting a new financial channel, and he obviously wants the credibility of it being the Wall Street Journal business news channel. And that would really be sad if that happened to the Wall Street Journal that still has some credibility. But again, joining us is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was once an editor over there. Dr. Roberts, can you give us, A, your take on Fox and the neocons and Roger Ailes and Murdoch, now we learn, being a little bit behind Hillary, and then, B, what you think of this attempt by Murdoch to buy the Wall Street Journal and why that fell through?
I don't think that Murdoch is a journalist. He's some sort of a political power player. I don't think his empire is a journalistic empire. Fox News obviously is not a media outlet. I think he failed to buy the Journal despite the extraordinarily high price he offered, because Dow Jones is still owned by the Bancroft family, and they own two-thirds of the voting stock, so there's no way he can force a sale, because other shareholders don't have the ability to vote the sale.
He sure just made the Bancrofts a lot of money with the stock up 40-something percent.
Yeah, but they may or may not need it. And I think the reason they rejected the offer is they don't regard Murdoch as a journalist. You see, it used to be in the United States, newspapers were owned by families that had commitments, and they were run by journalists. Families may own them, but they had real journalists run them.
And the families' names were tied into them, so they wanted them to be credible and prominent.
That's right. They wanted them to be, they weren't run by advertising executives. And their value didn't consist in government broadcast licenses that could be taken away from them if they said too much against the government. All that changed in the 90s with the media concentration. But the Wall Street Journal is still independently owned. And I don't think they regard Murdoch as a person of journalistic integrity. And so they don't want to sell to him.
Also, Murdoch was talking about gutting it and merging it with the New York Post. Can you imagine that?
I don't know whether the inheritance tax will eventually force the Bancrofts to sell this thing or not. If so, they would probably want to sell it to another family-owned paper. And there are not many left. And certainly not big enough to buy it, you know, the Washington Post.
You were trying to say something, though, when I interrupted.
I forget what I was trying to say, but the Bancrofts are not yet prepared to sell their soul for more money. And I don't know of any reason that would be forcing them to sell. And unless in the later time it has something to do with inheritance tax or, you know, being able to keep control of a company because of death duties, that might eventually force them to turn loose of it.
Can't they do what Murdoch's done, and he's put his 30% shares in News Corp into a family trust?
Well, they probably could. I just don't think they're going to give it to Murdoch because they don't respect him. And the paper has two parts, the editorial page and the news side. And they've never been on the same song sheet. When I was there, they weren't on the same song sheet. And today, even less so, because the editorial page has been completely taken over by the neocons. And in that sense, would be a perfect fit for Fox News. There's not really much difference between the editorial page of the Journal today and Fox News. But the paper itself is more than an editorial page, and I don't think the family will sell it to Murdoch.
Well, thank you for your insights, joining us every few months, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Your great columns are all over the web, and we thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around.
And now, Johnny Cash.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The spirit of adventure, the spirit of exploration lives on in the human spirit forever. No, we only live once, but our progeny, our children, go forward, and it's all about making the world a better place for them. That's the spirit that builds civilizations, and that's the spirit that will make you truly happy as a human being, because you're designed to care about others. You're designed to care about your people. Always remember who your people are. All right, let's go ahead, because all the tea in China, all the gold in the hills means nothing compared to family, and that's your people. And that's why they've waged war against your family. That's what has value. That's what means something. Don't ever forget that, and don't ever let them take that away from you, and don't you ever forget what comes first. That's your family. You never rat out your family. You never turn your back on your family. If you've got to handle something, you handle it in your family. Because this government doesn't care about you, and it works for a couple of families that know that families are where the power comes from, and they're waging war on our families. And I'm sick of it! So it's time for all of us as a human community and as a family to get together against the house of the New World Order. All right. I'm not going to have time to play this once he's on with us. So I'm going to play it now, and then maybe we'll play some clips later once he is on. This is E. Howard Hunt. I played this a few days ago. This is huge. Played it on Monday. This has just been aired in the last couple days. This is brand new. There's 20-plus minutes. He's busy uploading it today. We'll probably have it for you tomorrow, the other 15 minutes. This is when he thought he was going to die 3 years ago on his deathbed in really bad shape with cancer, and he made this recording. And then he lived another 3 years, and then he told St. James he could release it when he died. Now, again, we don't need St. James Hunt, who, by the way, is a great guy, and I turned out knows about the New World Order and the rest of it. We had a chance to talk to him. I believe him. I believe his father. But I don't need to believe him or his father. E. Howard Hunt was clearly photographed there with Frank Sturgis and other high-level CIA, well-known operatives. These weren't just mid-level or low-level hitmen. These were guys who'd run huge black ops overthrowing whole countries. I mean, and Bay of Pigs that they failed in. I mean, these are the admitted guys. And, you know, they like to call them bumbling plumbers. They'd done hundreds of ops and never been caught, and they finally got caught in the U.S. because they got sloppy, because that's what happens, because they were depending on some local boobies. Please don't send me an email saying I'm using profanity. That's the name of a Southeast Asian pirate, since the term boobies, and it has a connotation of bumbling idiocy. But the people running this certainly weren't boobies. Look at the headshots they pulled off in Dealey Plaza. But Hunt, of course, wasn't the person there pulling the trigger. He was involved in the command and control. He tries to protect his family because they were made aware of this by just saying he was a bench warmer, and by that he was a manager. Here is that five-minute tape. Then we'll cover some other news, take your calls, and then we'll get St. John's on for a full hour. We appreciate him coming on. Here it is.
We're going to sort through this a couple of times, so let's just go ahead and roll it now so that people can hear it. And thank you, St. John Hunt, for all of that background so far.
Sure.
Here you go, the first national airing of the testimony of E. Howard Hunt from January of 2004. Assassination on Coast to Coast Live.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Gordon Meyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization. while keeping it totally secret. Kornmeyer himself was a rather favored member of the Eastern aristocracy. He was a graduate of Yale University and had joined the Marine Corps during the war and lost an eye in the Pacific fighting. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as an opportunist, Perrin like himself, a Perrin, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. I would suggest that Kornmeyer welcomed the approach from LBJ, who was, after all, only the vice president at that time, and of course could not number Kornmeyer among JFK's admirers. Quite the contrary. As for Dave Phillips, I knew him pretty well at one time. He worked for me during the Guatemala project. He had made himself useful to the agency in Santiago, Chile, where he was an American businessman. In any case, his actions, whatever they were, came to the attention of the Santiago station chief, and when his resume became known to people in the Western Hemisphere Division, he was brought in to work on Guatemalan operations. Spurs and Morales and people of that ilk stayed in apartment houses during preparations for the big event. Their addresses were very subject to change, so that where a fellow like Morales had been one day, you not necessarily associated with that same address the following day. In short, it was a very mobile experience. Let me point out at this point that if I had wanted to fictionalize what went on in Miami and elsewhere during the run-up for the big event, I would have done so. But I don't want any unreality to tinge this particular story, or the information, I should say. I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as he was, in fact, an obstacle to achieving that. He could have waited for JFK to finish out his term and then undoubtedly a second term. So that would have put the LBJ at the head of a long list of people who were waiting for some change in the executive branch.
Now, I learned of this tape a few weeks ago, but by then I heard he was going to go on Ian Punnett and George Norrie, so I just held off because I don't want to scoop those guys. They had him scheduled first, but we appreciate Mr. Hunt letting us play that clip that you just heard. And again, he said in the next few days, maybe even today, up on his website that we have links to, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the guest section today, he will be releasing the other 15 minutes of the tape. But understand, we have the photos of E. Howard Hunt there, other I mean, side by side with other known top FBI, CIA operatives. There were also a bunch of top FBI guys running around, and then they've been photographed. I mean, spitting images. We then have the mistress of LBJ, LBJ's lawyer, and all the other evidence. But this isn't where you can't get three shots off with that type of rifle through a tree, or hundreds of witnesses saw plumes of smoke and tramps back there shooting guns, or the guy in the railway saw this and they killed him, or on and on and on. It's the actual lawyer of LBJ. It's the mistress of LBJ, the admitted lawyer, the admitted mistress, the admitted high-level CIA operative who ran the operation with Ardenz in Guatemala and that overthrow and many other overthrows. I mean, this was a CIA black op commander, folks. He was picked up by the police behind the railway station, but then the higher-ups, of course, were in on it. With Jack Ruby and others, and said, wink, wink, release them. It's just off the charts. Absolutely off the charts to have this. And does it get media attention? No. It's the cover of the Rolling Stone, yes, but still, a few million people might read that. It gets picked up on Coast to Coast AM, which is mainstream but really alternative in its format. It's on this show. We write an article about it. And it gets 500 digs on dig. Millions will have seen it, but they didn't because they have the censor brigade admitting anything we put out is censored. I mean, we had New York police walking up and saying, we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to put you in a hole saying you do unless you stop your free speech. Huge news, but it got up on the main page, and then people got on there and digged it down and laughed and said, we're censoring you. They're celebrating that they get to censor all our stories. And again, the problem is Digg, which is hundreds of times bigger than Drudge, advertises that it's free speech and that what people want gets put on the main page. It's not true. They have an internal Digg brigade who have higher experience rates and precedent than anybody else, and one of them can dig down 1,000 digs, basically. It's shameful, it's disgusting, and it's false advertising by Digg. And I suggest everybody get mad about this and get up there and ram down their doors and take our stories and dig them right to the top. That way the truth gets out. I mean, why did Digg dig down the JFK story we posted? No one else had done an article since, no one had done an article about the new Hunt tape. There had been a story in the Rolling Stone about the previous stuff a month ago, but this, we wrote an article Sunday, it was out Monday, it went up on Digg, and it was blocked within minutes. Blocked within minutes, never to be seen by the people on there. And it's the same thing with all these other big websites. And, they advertise that it's free speech. It is not. So let's go in there and let's take over and let's stop them. Go get the JFK story. It's on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com in the News in Focus. Go get the other articles we put out. I mean, look at these articles we've got today. I mean, listen to this article, okay? Everybody needs to see this. We wrote an article about Zbigniew Brzezinski by February 6th. It was February 1st, Senate Armed Services Committee, Zbigniew Brzezinski, former National Security Advisor, founder of the Trilateral Commission, the guy that wrote up the plans that were put into PNAC, saying that the government may stage a terror attack to be blamed on Iran to start a war. I mean, he said that. And it goes up on Digg, and it gets blocked and censored, and no one sees it. Almost no one. I mean, just like this one won't. We have an avenue where if their advertising was true, the people would see this, but it won't be. Today, PrisonPlanet.com. Are you going to go get it? Are you going to go aggressively take action? Are you guys going to and gals going to join each other and add each other to your friends list so you can all see who you're swarming? Will you put the energy in to take action to get this news out and stop a terror attack? CFR warns a false flag attack to ignite Iran war. Echoing Brzezinski's veiled threat, but absurdly pins potential blame on al-Qaeda, the CFR has echoed the warning of Zbigniew Brzezinski in claiming that a possible false flag terror attack blamed on Iran could be used to ignite a war, but absurdly pins the potential blame on al-Qaeda and not the most likely perpetrators, the military-industrial complex that owns and controls the United States government. The CFR, along with the Trilateral Commission, told the real strings of power in the United States and act on policy directed upon by the Big Brother multinational semi-secret steering societies, the Bilderberg Group, and others. the commissions. In an article for the May-June issue of Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, periodical entitled Al-Qaeda Strikes Back, CFR member, 29-page CIA operative Bruce Riddell writes, 29-year CIA operative Bruce Riddell writes, you better be afraid, very afraid, folks. Last time they did this, we got hit. The biggest danger is that Al-Qaeda will deliberately provoke a war with a false flag operation. That's, I mean, come on. That's the CFR using that term. Shut up, punks. The biggest danger is that the Al-Qaeda will deliberately provoke a war with false flag operation, say a terrorist attack carried out in a way that would make it appear as though it were Iran doing it. The United States would be extremely wary of such a deception in the event of an attack, accurately assisting and assigning blame will require very careful intelligence work. It may require months or even years of patient investigating to identify the plotters behind well-placed and well-executed operations. So there you go. The CFR says Al-Qaeda is going to stage attacks to go into Iran, which in a way is true. Our government, Zbigniew Brzezinski, founded Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is CIA. It is their envelope group, their cloaking device. And so in a way, that's true. Al-Qaeda did attack us because they hate our freedoms. Just Al-Qaeda is not Muslims like you were told, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's some Muslim front people. We'll be right back. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Well, you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places.
Yeah, a huge report like this, the Council on Foreign Relations, that said there'll be big terror attacks soon and we'll take all your rights. And the attack comes and they go, see, we told you. Well, they're saying Al-Qaeda could stage a black op, so we attack Iran. Which is actually true in a way. Pretty big news up on PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get to all your calls here, but we've got this guest coming up as well. At the same time, the biggest, most successful thing we do in the fight against the New World Order is my films. And then it's not just Terror Storm or Road to Tyranny or Martial Law or Police State 2000 or all the films that I've made that are available at Infowars.com on the Secure Safe video and bookstore shopping cart. It's also all the other videos like 9/11 Press for Truth, Mind Control by Nick Begich, America Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, Iraq for Sale, Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. I mean, the newest, most important, most informative. I mean, I got sent a lot of baloney, and we don't carry it. We only carry the best stuff. By the way, going up in the next few hours in the shopping cart, we just got them in, Debunking the 9/11 Debunkers by David Ray Griffin. And we're going to have that discounted with the video, documentary film about him that we also carry. The point is, there's a lot of good stuff at Infowars.com. And when you purchase it from us, you make what we do here possible. And frankly, I got a lot of big projects I want to do that I know will be very effective against the New World Order. And we need your support. So if you want to be in the front lines with us, a great way to do it is financially. And that means having a PrisonPlanet.tv 15-cent a day membership. Doesn't sound like a lot. It is together. Or buying Terror Storm or America Freedom to Fascism or debunking the 9/11 debunkers. It's all available at Infowars.com. Or by calling toll-free, and they can answer your questions and tell you about the different specials we've got and take your order, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Let's jam a call in here now. Who's up next here? Roger in Missouri, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm a disabled Marine from the Vietnam era.
Yes, sir.
And also an ex-police officer. And I would like to congratulate you for everything you have done and let you know we're winning. I've been woke up since 9/11, since the day of 9/11 when Building 7 fell. I knew something was up. And all the people that I've been ostracized from VFW and the Marine Corps League for speaking my mind, and I'd like to challenge all veterans out there to speak up. The people that used to argue with me now just put their head down and walk off. So we are winning. And I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, I'd like to thank you, sir. I'd like to thank you for our service. I mean, there's so many good people like you that think they're serving the country and end up getting used. But it's painful to admit you've been conned. But I've been conned and used before. It's better, though, to be man enough or woman enough to admit to it. I don't dislike any of our military or our police. I know they're salt-of-the-earth people. They've just been brainwashed, just like the public. And look at the people launching this new war. And they're the ones getting rid of our country. I mean, it's really simple.
Yes, it is. And the police have just went completely nuts. I've been harassed because I did a lot of writing to the editor. I live in the middle of Rush Limbaugh country.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up, and then let's get St. John on. It's about the three after. Go ahead and get him on the line in the next few minutes, and then we're going to... But I want our caller to finish up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.